My discussion with Dr. Vogel shifted to treatment of HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer, and he presented two women with memorable stories.
Mrs. G was diagnosed at age 39 with infiltrating lobular carcinoma of the breast. Mrs. G is a very outgoing, bouncy, outspoken, assertive woman, super assertive. When she was diagnosed in 1998 with infiltrating lobular carcinoma of the breast, there was no question in her mind that whatever was going to happen, both breasts were going to be removed. And she had bilateral mastectomies. The main mass was 3.8 centimeters. She had 15 out of 19 positive nodes. She was said to be ER and PR negative, and that's another interesting point that we'll deal with a little later. But she was HER2-new positive. And this was prior to the availability of trastuzumab commercially. She was treated with doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide virtually immediately after surgery. And then, I guess, a metastatic workup was done in another institution. And she was found to have tumor not only in the wall of the surgical defect, because they were doing reconstruction at the time, but also found to have bone metastases. For whatever reason, and I can't reconstruct it because she was not my patient at that time, she was taken off doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide, and she was changed to paclitaxel, and then heard about the compassionate use 693 protocol for trastuzumab. And she went into the lottery. You recall there was a lottery back at that point in time. It was prior to commercialization of trastuzumab. And we elected to treat her with induction chemotherapy with a rather heretical regimen at that time, which was capecitabine and trastuzumab.
What went into your thinking to pick capecitabine?
Well, the patient had actually felt to be progressive on paclitaxel, doxorubicin, and cyclophosphamide. And capecitabine was approved for that particular subpopulation of patients. So we flew in the face of convention at that time, indicated that on the basis of Mark Pegram's in vitro data, that 5-fluorouracil and capecitabine also were felt to be, quote, antagonistic with trastuzumab, as opposed to the synergism or additivity that you see with many other agents. So we elected to do this regardless, and she was treated with our standard dose of capecitabine of 2 grams per day and standard doses of trastuzumab, and she responded beautifully. The disease was largely in the bone, so it was very difficult to follow. The lesions in bone actually stabilized. Being an assertive and sometimes aggressive patient, she elected, just as with the case for choosing bilateral mastectomies, she chose to stay on capecitabine for a year and a half. I would have taken her off probably at about 6 months and tried to maintain her on trastuzumab. So basically, she's been on single-agent Herceptin now for over 6 years, leading a normal life. She has intercurrent problems with lymphedema, but otherwise has really been leading a normal life. She comes in for zoledronic acid and trastuzumab therapy. For the most part, she comes in weekly. We've offered her every 2 weeks. We've offered her every 3-week dosing.